Deputy Prime Minister Julia Gillard says the United States asked Australia and Britain to accept inmates from the Guantanamo Bay prison. The US wants help from its allies to enable President-elect Barack Obama to keep his election promise to close the controversial prison at the US Navy base in Cuba. The prison, which opened in 2002, shortly after US-led forces invaded Afghanistan, houses suspected combatants captured in the fight against terrorism. About 255 men are still held in the prison. 60 have been cleared for release, but can't be repatriated because of fears they'll face torture or persecution if they're sent home. Although the government in Canberra is considering the request, it seems unlikely any detainees will be offered a home. Australia turned down a similar appeal from the US to accept a small group of former terrorism suspects a year ago. An Australian man, David Hicks, was the first detainee held at Guantanamo Bay to be convicted of supporting terrorism. He was allowed to return home in May 2007 after pleading guilty and served a 9-month prison sentence in Australia. Another Australian, Mamdou Habib, was released from the US prison without charge in 2005. Speaking in Sydney, his wife Maha says that other detainees should be sent back to their own countries and not to Australia.
They said they want to bring this 60 or 200, how many, from Guantanamo Bay. Why not take them back to their country? And if they think they're going to be risked or they're going to be not protected in their country, America's got the power. They can make an order on each government to protect them. Why bring them to Australia for?
Some European nations have expressed willingness to resettle Guantanamo Bay inmates, including France, Germany, Portugal and Switzerland. An Australian opposition politician says the government shouldn't accept any of the detainees because there are many other more deserving people already seeking to enter the country. Australia is a close ally of the United States. Although it's pulled its combat forces out of Iraq, Canberra remains committed to the campaign in Afghanistan. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.